Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
The UK's antibody surveillance program. The British government has announced its plans to begin an antibody surveillance program for adults who tested positive for COVID-19, with the rollout happening immediately. Keeping track of the virus and its transmission and effects have been a key aim for governments globally, and the UK government hopes that this program will allow them to develop a better understanding of its vaccine campaign and people's immune responses to the different variants of the virus. Aiming to find out more about how much natural protection people get after getting COVID-19, the program will allow for 8,000 participants per day, sending finger prick antibody tests for free to those who have tested positive for the virus. The program involves two tests, one to be done as soon as possible after a positive result in order to determine antibody levels before the infection. The second, within another 28 days to measure antibodies that have developed in response to the infection. The data collected will be used for a range of purposes, including helping to gauge the proportion of people who were infected with the virus despite having developed antibodies as a result of having a vaccine or having caught COVID in the past, as well as breakthrough cases. It will also help to study those who don't mount much of an immune response and whether this has any correlation to a specific demographic of people. The UK Health Security Agency will be running the program alongside the National Health Service Test and Trace System, and its chief executive, Dr. Jenny Harries, has stated that it would help the UK gain vital insight into the impact of the vaccination program and immune responses to different variants. Programs like this are hugely beneficial in order to continue to assess the impact of the pandemic and update our knowledge of how the virus affects the body and immune responses. Getting vaccinated is key to protecting ourselves, and research on this scale will tell us what kind of antibody responses vaccines provide in addition to an actual COVID infection, and help inform future public policy making on COVID-19 treatment. Oxford scientists begin plague vaccine trial. Researchers from the University of Oxford's vaccine group, some of whom were part of the team that created the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, have launched phase one of their trial to test a new vaccine designed to protect against the plague. Although for many it has been eliminated, and most people associate the plague with the outbreak of the Black Death in Europe in the 14th century, cases still occur in rural parts of America, Asia, and Africa. In 2017, an outbreak in Madagascar killed 171 people. 40 healthy adults aged between 18 and 55 will receive this new vaccine designed by the Oxford group to assess its side effects and determine how well it induces protective antibody and T-cell responses. Although antibiotics can be used to treat plague, a vaccine would be much more useful, as many plague outbreak locations are extremely remote, and this could become a key part of disease prevention strategy. Using a similar base to the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, this plague vaccine uses a weakened version of a common cold virus known as adenovirus from chimpanzees, which has been genetically altered so that it cannot cause an infection in people. The vaccine cannot cause plague as it does not contain the plague bacterium, but it does include genes that can make proteins from the plague bacterium, teaching the body how to fight off the real infection if it ever comes into contact with the disease. The director of the Oxford Vaccine Group, Professor Sir Andrew Pollard, stated, "The coronavirus pandemic has shown the importance of vaccines to defend populations from the threat caused by bacteria and viruses. Plague threatened the world in several horrific ways over the past millennia, and even today, outbreaks continue to disrupt communities. A new vaccine to prevent plague is important for them and for our health security. The Oxford Vaccine Group are already doing clinical trials using similar technology against meningitis and Zika, and hope that they can develop vaccines against new and emerging diseases such as loss of fever or the Marburg virus. Developing vaccines to protect people from these deadly illnesses will be a key consideration going forth from the pandemic. Monoclonal antibody treatments. The FDA's approval last year for the emergency use of monoclonal antibodies to help treat coronavirus has been largely overlooked amidst the mass vaccination rollout and other preventative measures. However, the White House COVID-19 response team has reported that over 500,000 people have received the treatment since November of 2020, with this number continuing to rise. So, what are monoclonal antibodies? These antibodies are lab-made proteins that mimic the body's immune response to fight off threats such as COVID-19. As the body can take time to mount its own immune response and the production of antibodies, this treatment can speed up the body's ability to fight infection while the immune system is mounting its natural response to the virus. This means that it's best to receive the treatment as soon as possible after showing symptoms and testing positive for COVID-19. The treatment can prevent severe disease if taken within 7 to 10 days of symptoms beginning, helping to reduce hospitalizations. Monoclonal antibody treatments are only available to people age 12 and over who are not severely ill, hospitalized, or on supplemental oxygen, and both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals can receive the treatment. The FDA has approved it as a preventative treatment for those who have been exposed to the virus and are at higher risk for complications. And in late July, this has also applied to high-risk environments such as nursing homes and prisons. Florida has begun rolling out mobile units to administer the treatment to COVID-19 patients as cases continue to spike in the state. However, administering the treatment faces logistical issues as its delivery can be complicated and costly for medical facilities, in addition to the general difficulties created by the pandemic in providing any kind of care. The treatment requires intravenous infusion, and that can take up to an hour to drip the medicine into the patient, or 4 injections for the Regeneron treatment can also be used. Medical personnel must stay with the patient another hour to ensure that they do not have any serious reactions, which many private healthcare professionals do not have the capacity to facilitate. In fact, Dr. Anthony Fauci has stated that monoclonal antibody treatments are much underutilized, citing that research indicates that they can reduce the risk of hospitalizations between 70 to 85%. While some health officials believe that other measures should be prioritized, such as masking vaccination to help prevent the disease in the first place, helping to treat people who face the infection is essential to beating the pandemic and saving as many lives as possible. And on a personal note, let me just say that of all the things that I have seen with respect to COVID and treating COVID, aside from dexamethasone, which is a steroid we give to people who have COVID, I'm telling you, these monoclonal antibodies work amazingly well, amazingly well. So if you've been exposed to COVID or you yourself have COVID and before you progress to getting severe COVID symptoms, go out, go to your local ER and figure out how you can get those monoclonal antibodies. And Florida is doing a great job rolling them out. They're pretty much everywhere, my understanding is, which is good because so is COVID. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.